Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
At a recent Security Council briefing on the implementation of Iran's nuclear commitments, UN Undersecretary General for Political and Peacebuilding Affairs Rosemary DiCarlo noted the recent report by the International Atomic Energy Agency, which estimated that Iran maintains a total enriched uranium stockpile 30 times the amount allowable under Resolution 2231. The IAEA also reported that Iran has barred several experienced nuclear inspectors, has enriched uranium close to weapons-grade level, and has started up new cascades of advanced centrifuges. U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs Robert Wood said the IAEA reports from May 27 and June 13 show that Iran is determined to expand its nuclear program in ways that have no credible civilian purpose.
Iran should take actions that build international confidence and de-escalate tensions, not continue nuclear activities that pose grave proliferation risks. The United States is prepared to use all means necessary to prevent a nuclear-armed Iran. We nevertheless remain fully committed to resolving international concerns surrounding Iran's nuclear program through diplomacy.
Ambassador Wood pointed out that an inflection point is looming in October 2025, when the Security Council could close consideration of Iran's nuclear issue under Resolution 2231.
It is important to recall, though, that when this Council originally adopted Resolution 2231, the objective was to help establish the international community's confidence in the exclusively peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. Iran's actions suggest it is not interested in verifiably demonstrating that its nuclear program is exclusively peaceful.
Ambassador Wood noted that Iran is not only causing concern over its refusal to live up to its nuclear commitments. It continues to fuel conflict in the Middle East, blatantly disregarding this council's resolutions by providing weapons to its regional proxies, including in Yemen and Lebanon, he said. The Security Council must be clear and united in condemning this brazen, destabilizing activity, Ambassador Wood declared, when Iran flagrantly defies the Security Council repeatedly without consequence and ignores the published concerns of the IAEA, it undermines the credibility and authority of this body, which is charged with advancing international peace and security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.